Who do we have on the line, and what did you learn from what Danny and Cheryl Rogers had to present this morning? You can't be shy. I know you're there.
Okay, Chris is here.
Okay, so Chris, lead off. Did any of those 10 things from the Yahoo survey strike a nerve with you?
Oh, I kept kind of laughing myself because I kept thinking, I said, yeah, that fits, that fits, that fits, you know, and we all know that it does. The thing I got more from the list but, from listening to you folks talking is just the idea of when your dad says, you know, well, what got you excited in the first place? And granted, when I got started years ago, it really was more products, but in the last several years, what's gotten me more excited is the opportunity to change some things in our lives through the business opportunity. And I see more people that are needing that than are really excited about using more technology.
Now, what do you
I need to change it.
Okay, Chris, what do you say? Now, again, you're down in Louisiana, so it's different than, you know, other parts of the country or other parts of North America, because there's always different. And I have these conversations with people, and they say, well, you just don't know. It's a lot easier where you're at. Really?
No.
No, it's all relative.
Everybody, you know, everywhere you go, you can say, oh, well, your part of the country is ready for this, but we're not, you know. Well, that's not true. You know, people are people all over the world, and in fact, these days, people have moved around so much that you really don't have a cultural region the way we thought of it 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. No, not at all.
You know, so saying that, oh, these people aren't ready, well, you just find a different group of people in the same area.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm sorry, this part of what you were trying to get to.
Well, the question comes back to what do you do? This is the question I ask my folks of, what do you do when you know you have an answer for people? How do you temper your excitement for Neekin?
Yeah, that's what I'm still trying to learn, and that's one of the reasons I'm on these calls, is I'm trying to figure out what it is I'm doing wrong, because I do still tend to stay overly enthusiastic, and it's interesting, because I have had people come back and say, you know, none of this interested me at all, but your enthusiasm made me take another look, or because of your sincerity, I decided I'd go ahead and buy this, you know, whatever it was that they needed for their back or whatever.
Sure.
Because I could see that you sincerely believed that it was going to help. And it did.
Okay.
But,
now, Chris, I want to go back to something you just said, because you said I'm on these calls because I want to find out what I'm doing wrong. Do you think, and I know what the answer to this question is, but I got to ask it anyways, do you think my parents bat 100%?
No. No. You know, I know there's a lot of those conversations that go nowhere. And it's just the stick-to-itiveness, partly. Part of it's doing it smarter. You know, I know that they're doing it a whole lot smarter than I am. You know, now whether I'm where they were, you know, in their first 6 months making the mistakes they made then, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I know it's a process. But that's why I keep looking to see what it is that I can improve and learn from the mistakes that I made, and better yet, learn from the mistakes others made and keep going.
You summed it all up there perfectly, Chris, because the only difference between you and I is we've done it thousands of times more, and it takes nothing but practice, and you have to be willing to do that. But, you know, there's not too many jobs in the condition that people normally deal with. They, as this gal, both the one at the, where we were talking cell phones, both her and her husband, she laughed. She says, neither one of us are in a career that's anywhere connected to what we spent all this money on, and we're still paying the bills for our education, and will be for some time. And, you know, here she's got a family already and burdened with that. And because it started out, she said, do you have to have a college education? I go, well, we kind of wish we did, just so we had something to say on that subject, but no, we don't, and we've always gotten paid for on-the-job training, and, you know, we still do. We get paid for on-the-job training, because if we weren't learning and growing, you know, this would be a very boring business. I even had to make the comment when you said you get overly excited. I said to her last night, I said, sorry, we've been here 17 years, and I still just get way too excited, and people can't understand that. She laughed.
Okay, let's not pick on Chris the whole time. I know there's two people that, even though this would be fun, because I know Chris doesn't mind it one bit, because we do learn when we start to have to process questions. Who else is on the line that would want to share?
This is Alfredo.
Good morning, Alfredo. Good to have you. What'd you, and you're not a newcomer to NECAN either.
No, I'm not.
What'd you pick up that kind of was an aha for you?
Well, being that your mom and dad have been in network marketing quite some time, I believe the longer that you were in a career, such as NECAN, that you get more posture the more you talk to people and actually fail at asking questions, and I guess you get better and better.
Mm-hmm. I like that word posture. That's a whole new slant on things.
Right. And there is a kind of more bigger posture when you're more successful at what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct?
No. Yeah, absolutely. Because when you get somebody who starts to respond, or you see that there's an interest level that's starting to rise a bit, you develop a little bit more self-confidence, and you're thinking in your head, okay, well, I got that one. I can go out and take a few more no's in order to get another yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, I love the way that Dave Soltzfus always described it, that, you know, there's only four aces in a deck of cards. However, how many cards are in that deck?
52.
So that means there's 48. They're going to be, well, if you count the two jokers, you've got 54.
You're
going to come across a couple jokers. There's going to be some, you know, fours or some sevens. Those aren't really good for anything. You know, you got, 12 face cards. Those are decent. But really, you're looking for those aces. And that there's a pattern here. We just have to keep going through it. And Ruth Williams was on. I was on the phone with her yesterday, and she said, "Vance, would you believe we just sponsored two people at the end of September, who their whole motivation for getting into NECAN and for the pack that they purchased just was so they could get the free convention ticket. That was their whole motivation."
Oh.
And I thought, okay, wait a second, because in my mind I started processing several things here. Here's a royal ambassador that they don't need to sponsor anybody else. They're at the top in NECAN. They're earning a really, really nice income.
I believe so.
Yeah, and for those of you who are not seeing the pictures of Dennis and Ruth's house out on Vashon Island, I mean, they're doing really well for themselves, and yet they continue to do this. And you talk to Reed Nelson. You talk to Dave and Valerie Johnson. You talk to any of the people that are at the top in NECAN, those who are really, they're in the game because they truly enjoy this. There's no such thing as retirement. How do you retire from something you truly love? Now, and I know that's different for you, Alfredo, working in the career that you're in. You'd love to be retired out of it because I don't think you were, as a kid, you know, thinking this is what I want to do for the rest of my life.
Correct.
Because, and again, I'm sure you do it wholeheartedly. I'm sure you do it with a smile on your face. However, there are certain things that, you know, if we could segue to impacting people's lives full-time with NECAN, it would be a different story.
Definitely.
Okay, well, this is great having men on the call for a change. Usually it's Vance and a bunch of women. Nothing against ladies, trust me. But who else? We've got a few minutes left before the top of the hour. Who else is on the host line here?
This is Kathy.
Go ahead, Kathy. What you glean? And I know you're a note taker. So what's one of the things you're looking over your notes? What's jumping out at you?
Well, the thing that and thank you, Shar, for sharing this. The thing that really stood out to me and reminded me of a bunch of stuff was the gentleman sitting beside the trail, and how he's going to retraining, and he's less than enthusiastic about it. And, you know, a big thing that NECAN offers people is hope, whether it's hope in getting their health back, getting energy back, hope in this economy. My husband right now is going through retraining because he's out of work. And the first stuff that they showed him was not putting any fire in him or any light in his eyes.
Not so that he could sink his teeth into, in other words.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, you know, he has found something else. But, and this is something that, you know, Pat and Mac brought back from Israel. One of their downline over there was talking, and their whole posturing over there was they were giving some hope to people. And Pat and Mac brought that back here to the Pacific Northwest. And, but with things that have been going on in my life, I sort of have sort of shelved it, not intentionally, it's just other things have gotten in the way. So being reminded of that this morning means the world to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what we really are offering.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There is a freedom, and again, and if someone can find it, I'd love to see the exact wording. But and I'll type these up and put them in an email eventually. But when you look at this list of top 10 things, as I looked this over a couple times this week, after I was first made aware of it. Bottom line, if somebody doesn't hit, if we're talking with somebody and they don't hit at least half of those, then something's wrong. I mean, they're either, you know, on their way to a funeral home or, I mean, because really, people, there's just too many of these things that are just nailing it, and what we have to offer targets and addresses every single thing on that list that, you know, maybe the business opportunity isn't for everyone, and I'm smart enough to know that. However, you can say, and I find myself saying this all the time, I learned this from Reed Nelson, that, you know, hey, the business may not be for you. However, you owe it to yourself and to your family to hook up with some of these products because they'll change your life. All right, we heard from Chris, Alfredo, Kathy. Anyone else want to take a stab at it? There's that proverbial pond. Hello?
Hi, this is Steve.
There we go. Okay, you got that little eardrum thing going on, you know, when you push your finger repeatedly over and over into your ear and you kind of, that thing. So, Steve, what'd you get? What'd you glean?
Well, you know, the top 10 there, when you go down that list, and the people that I work with in my position are probably have the majority of those things that they're worried about, and that just really hits for me. And let me grab my notes. All of a sudden, my grandchildren that are staying at my house all of a sudden decided to invade the place that I was at here. you know, one of the things that I think that we have to make people understand, I think that, you know, when you say that people are going to, by the time they're 32, are starting the 13th career, that I must have been ahead of my time, because I know that I've been with one company that I was with 4 years and another company I was with for own business for 4.5 years, worked for another company for 10 years now, but I've had 32 jobs in my 40 years of working, and so, you know, and
wow.
lots of different places and different industries, and to me it's just amazing that the kids of today, there isn't a whole lot of stability in what they see and feel.
Mm-hmm.
And when they think of you start talking to them about this, they automatically think of doing it full time. And I think it's really important to stress this is a very, very, very part-time basis. And I have people in my line some of my partners that are still part-time, but never worked at full-time, but have been paid several million dollars during their time with over their 14, 15 years. And gee whiz, if you can work 10 hours a week, 5 hours a week, 10 hours a week, and get paid like that, wouldn't that be beneficial?
Mm-hmm. And so you're bringing up the point that Dad had made, that we need to remind folks that not only what must we create the curiosity of, but the younger generation needs to understand that this is something you do on the side. Sacrifice, the TV time. You know, if you spend an hour or two, whatever, watching TV a night, just sacrifice that. And what would it take to call and interrupt some of your friends during their TV time and invite them to come over, or invite them to look at the video on the website, invite them to sit down for coffee or to meet with them for lunch, whatever the case may be. On that part-time basis, just in the nooks and crannies of becoming involved and start building a network, start building your future. And Steve, it's so important that we remember that, because this is not a career. You're not going to exchange 40 hours a week working with Nikan in exchange and get a paycheck on the 15th of the following month. It doesn't work that way. It just doesn't. So, excellent, excellent point. Well, you guys are you're amazing. I'm in awe that we can get so much and then discuss all these things. I know there's several other people on the line, and I'm looking at the clock, and I want to respect your time, those of you who are listening, but I want to again remind you that don't miss the Wednesday night corporate calls. If you want to, glean what we have, and again, Doug mentioned this, I love the way that our president will just, it's just in the wording, the verbiage that he uses, but when he talked about the opportunity that is before us with what we will see Nikan introduce in 3 weeks' time as far as a new core technology. And that could be taking an existing product and completely overhauling it, much like they have done with the MagSteps in the 17 years that we've been with the company. The MagSteps have been overhauled five times. Five times they've improved and made them better with the design of it. And so I'm all for any change. I love change. We have to learn how to embrace it. But on those Wednesday night calls, you're going to hear Dave Balzer and Dr. Naidu talk about what we have. And I know, smart enough to realize that Dr. Naidu is going to focus in on from the organic nutritional side of things, and Dave Balzer is going to focus in on the technology as far as, magnetics, far infrared, negative ions. Do we really understand the opportunity that's before us? Because many, many other companies have attempted to get into this market, and none of them have stuck around, and none of them have stuck with it. And we can go right on down the list. Homedics, Dr. Scholl's, even Amway, the biggest network marketing company in the world, even tried their stint at the magnets to tone into that industry, to that that angle. And they never made it. So
Dan,
we're still it. Yeah, Mom.
One of the most exciting things that I think Doug said was the wordage he used, and I may not have it exact, and you can correct me, was that the new technology that they are delivering is our core
mm-hmm.
technology, our foundation in this business. And he also, between him and Reedon, sometimes it gets jumbled who's saying which, but was that no place in the world is this there. It's beyond anything that has ever been put out there. And Ruth's comment to that was the inventor of this that has brought about much of what has happened. Well, the Power Mag, the Body Energizer, and of course we all know that's in the forefront now. It's nothing short of a genius.
Mm-hmm.
And just how he can continually come up with these things is so far beyond anything that she could ever even imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And to not want to be there and do everything possible to be one of the people sitting in the audience to see this delivered, there's no way it can be re-delivered by us in the same way that it will be by that gentleman. I'm sure he'll probably be the one on board. I'm just guessing. So anyway, I can't imagine not. I don't know when it can affect the lives of so many people as well as us directly.
Mm-hmm.
how we could ever even think of not being a part of that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you, Dad, Mom. I forgot to thank you guys at the end of our, official time. But, again, remind everybody, Wednesday night corporate calls, don't miss them, and look forward to chatting with you next Saturday morning as well. And if there's anything we can do in the meantime, a three-way, whatever, don't hesitate to call, and we'll be happy to serve you. All right? So you guys have a fantastic week, and we'll talk to you all next Saturday morning.
Bye-bye.